Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. Taxes always strike an emotional chord, my friend.
Oh, is it ever an emotional chord? And we're going to basically talk to our two candidates here that are here with us at the live forum, NDP candidate Kallis Ahmed and Liberal candidate George Chahal will answer them and their platform for you when it comes to taxes.
Sounds great.
The question that will come up many times will be with how do we come to the tax policy that is being positioned in your platforms? One that has been going around quite a bit is the whole concept of taxing home equity. So many people in this room and watching and listening to the show have owned their homes for many, many years. And the rumors have gone around about taxing on capital gains of principal residence. Now, Kallis, I'd like to go to you first on the NDP side, because this piece was first mentioned by your party to tax principal residence on the sale of it. What is the stance of NDP today when it comes to taxing on capital gains on the principal residence?
What is in the policy and what does it mean is a little bit I have to explain it to you. Because you see, like what is going on in the housing market in Toronto and Montreal, and partly in Vancouver, because in the last 1 year, their property value went up kind of like 20% to 50%. You see, in Calgary market, it didn't go up that much. In some cases, like I bought my house in 2006, and if I sell it now, I'll just get what I paid for. So that is the case in some places. So for this capital gain, it didn't mean that your principal house, because the people living here for like 50 years or 15 years or 50 years. The thing is like what we meant is like the people who is buying a house and flipping it quickly, like a quick turnover, and then they make a lot of money from out of there using the market, and that panicked the market. So that it was the main reason for this capital gain taxation thing. But what you're saying is like your principal house, you live there for a long time. Like in the platform, it says it that we can tax on the principal gain, but it didn't cover everything there.
Okay.
So it is not like that you live there for more than 5 years and you sell it and it's going your taxed on your principal house. It is because of those flipping thing. And look, if we from government, then we will mention it really clearly, as I said, that okay, if you don't live there for 2 years or so, and if you just like flipping your house, that is not your principal house, that's your business house. I think that clear.
Yeah. Let me add one more to Kallis about this was inheritance tax. Now we hear about that with our friends down south in the United States, that if you receive an inheritance, you can end up paying personal income tax on that inheritance. That's not here in Canada at this point in time. What's the NDP platform, or are there thoughts that if the NDP were in power, that they would introduce an inheritance tax?
I have to be honest that I don't know about the heritage tax that much. But what I think personally I can tell you is like when you transfer your property to your son or your grandchildren, there shouldn't be any tax. That should be tax-free. Or there will be a little bit tax for the transferring thing, but there shouldn't be any heritage tax. And I don't know like party platform here. I'm sorry for that.
That's okay. George, let's go to you about, we got 2 minutes on the principal residence taxation and inheritance tax.
Well, first of all, I mean, as you mentioned, this came out of the NDP platform that they want to tax all Canadians more to pay for their unfunded platforms. So I think it's important that I know the largest saving for most Canadians is their home. I mean, you pay down your mortgages, you hope, because that's an investment vehicle for you. I come from that industry. I come from the financial services industry. I've worked with many people, and I know how hard it is to save money, but pay down your mortgages. And people take a lot of effort to do that. And then for many of you, seniors in our community, many who want pay down their mortgages, use those funds to fund their retirement. So we don't have anything in our platform that's looking at that, as the other party does. And we're committed to making sure that how can we provide more housing affordability? And when it comes to taxation, you know, our government brought forward a cut for the middle class in taxes in 2016. And so we've been committed in finding how can we support more middle class Canadians on making putting more money in your pockets by providing a mill tax, a tax cut, and making sure that you have more money in your pocket to pay for all these expenses. And we've brought in some predatory anti-flipping policies in our platform when it comes to people who are taking advantage. We brought rent-to-home own programs as well to help support that. We have a number of other initiatives of when it particularly comes to our housing strategy to support seniors in many different ways when it comes to housing. But when it comes to the real estate and taxation of capital gains on your principal resident, there's nothing in our platform that's been discussed. And I think there's a lot of fear mongering by the other parties on that this is coming forward when it is not.
Okay, thank you, gentlemen. I'm going to ask a question on behalf of clients that I've talked to. So it's a general question, but it comes down to the fact is, I think most people accept that we had to spend some money to get through the pandemic. Now the question relates to how are we going to pay for that? So in general, I'll give you sort of 3 minutes each. If you could give us the general party platform on how are we going to work our way out of the debt that we have created to get through the pandemic with respect to specific tax, your specific tax platform. Let's go, Callis, sorry.
Okay. Okay, the debt thing is like, you know, is in Canada, this is not the first time we are getting into the debt. We had a big debt in like 1980s to 1997. You know that thing, like you are of this thing. The thing is like today, like not today's statistics, it's last year's statistics, is that like the money we pay as a tax, 7% of it goes to pay off the government loan and the installment because they take the loan, the liabilities. And in 1997, it was kind of like 25%. Can you imagine, like you pay $10, $2.50 went just for the government loan payoff thing. But then by 2000, they kind of get rid of all those deficiency. How did they do that? I asked this question to several people. One of the university teacher, he just smiled and said, it is the inflation. So when there's inflation, like you get more paid to everything get costly, but you get more paid for that too. So when you put more taxes, it is kind of eliminated. Am I thinking about that way? No. The thing is like, George mentioned about the Scandinavian country, right? You know that, right? In a Scandinavian country, their minimum tax is 22%, the sales tax. Can you imagine 22%? We're tired when you pay 5%, right? And we get around it not to pay 5% because when you buy groceries, we don't pay any. Those people are happy. How they're happy? Because they get all the services. They get the service for the money they paid. So our NDP platform is not to tax general people. It's like they think that, like we think that the people who has yearly income more than like $20 million, you think about it, the Amazon, the big corporate, they have to pay. They have to pay their fair share. And that's how we'll tax. NDP platform doesn't have any plan to tax the general people and the lower class, middle class, or the seniors. It's the people who are super rich. That's where thinking about it. My point of view here is those people who makes more money, they're smart. Money-wise, they're smart, right? They're smart. When you talk that we'll be taxing you, they get scared, right? Those people are smart. They should be knowing that they have responsibilities because they're smart. They can take responsibility. I can't take responsibility because I don't have money, but they can. And this is the way, like if they support the lower people, like the people at the bottom, they will serve them better. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Cal. George?
Well, the question is right to how are we gonna deal with debt deficits moving forward and how do we grow our economy and what are we gonna do to do that? And I think it's, first of all, you need to know that when we have, our government had a plan when we were elected in the last election, and obviously with COVID-19, plans had to change. We had to support Canadians, and that's why we brought in supports of CERB, small business supports, to make sure that everybody survived. Because you know what? I know, I come from the financial services industry. I know my credit card rate. It's 19% if I have to carry money on my credit card. I know the government borrowing rate. It's probably under 1%. So we know we've had a government that supported Canadians and Calgarians through a difficult time. And we spent money because we want to make sure that you know that you have money to pay for your rent, your mortgage, and put food on the table to pay for those important costs that we're all facing. That we know we had a government that had our backs to do that through that difficult time. How do we move forward? We need to make sure COVID-19, the fight is not over. We're facing a fourth wave potentially, and this is real, and we're gonna see mutations for maybe a few months, maybe 6 months, maybe for a few years. So we have to be ready to support people, because the people are the strength of any economy. If we don't have people in our economy that are healthy and well, physically and mentally, we don't have an economy. If we don't have businesses that have employees that can operate and those businesses can survive, we don't have an economy. That's what's important. But how do we do that? Prime Minister Jean Chrétien and Finance Minister Paul Martin had a plan and to reduce deficits and debt. So our party has a history of showing strong leadership of doing that. But we do it by growing our economy, by getting people back to work, making sure people in our community, all Canadians, are healthy and well physically and mentally to get back to work. We diversify our economy here in the province of Alberta by investing in new opportunities in clean technology and new technologies and bring more investment all over the world. That's how we do that. We have to grow our economy. I can tell you, our platform is budgeted, it's costed, unlike one of the other parties, and the other party just released some budgeting. I know the Conservative Party doesn't have much of a plan as well to reduce our deficit and debt moving forward for a long time. But we do that by making sure we have a healthy people, healthy businesses in our country as we go through these challenging times, and also work to continue invest in economic development across Canada and here in the province of Alberta to make sure we have a strong, diversified economy that just doesn't rely on historical strengths of our economy, that also relies on future strengths. And that's clean technology, that's research and innovation, that's agri-food, agri, all those opportunities in agriculture as well, and making sure that we as Albertans are leaders in energy, all things energy.
Let's take a quick break, but before we do that, Faisal, our seminar, that's coming up.
Yeah, taxes will impact your retirement. How do you bulletproof your retirement on all of these issues that we're talking about? We'll talk about that and discuss the strategies on Tuesday, September 21st, 7 p.m. live online. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
All right, stay tuned after the break. We move on to how the Canadian economy will be affected by the federal election. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.